celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio. Here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Hello, my friend, dog trainer Alan Cable, dog father Joey Volani, Dr. Debbie, and animal communicator Joy Turner, all here. This hour on Animal Radio, we'll be talking to the cat whisperer, Michelle Nagelschneider. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
It's a heck of a name.
It is. A heck of a name. She'll be telling us how to whisper to our cats.
Is it cheaper to fly to Chicago or by Nagelschnitzer?
Not Nagelschnitzer, it's Nagelschneider. You can go through Nagelschneider.
Well, that's close to giggle snort, isn't it?
Down the street. Stacy off in her own world in her little secluded news booth. What's up?
Remember the Fiddler on the Roof where they did that song, A Blessing on Your Head, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
Oh, yeah.
I know, I sound like I could definitely do Broadway, but the Pontiff. What's his name? Pope Francis. He did a blessing too. He didn't sing that song, but it just reminded me of it. Anyway, he did a special blessing that was out of character for him. He called a dog up to get blessed. Hmm. I'll tell you about it coming up on Animal Radio News.
And we head to Grant. Hey, Grant, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm okay. I'm sorry it's noisy in here, but I've got to be somewhere. I'm at work.
It's noisy in here, too. We got a bagel stuck in the air conditioner. So, what's going on with you?
A bagel? What is a bagel? Is that the same as an unsugared donut?
Yeah, exactly. Like an unsugared donut, but we don't know how it got up there. Actually, we do, but that's another story. Yeah, Let's deal with your issue.
They wanted the donut instead, so they got mad and threw it.
Yeah, I would, too. Okay. Hey, I've got a 7.5-year-old pit shepherd mix, and he's around 100 pounds. And when he was 2, he had an adnexal hemangioma in his lower right leg below the elbow. It took 2 surgeries to remove it. And then a lipoma appeared at some point after that, and it's really ballooned into a massive area in his shoulder right above where that was. And it's mixed in with the shoulder muscle and the tricep muscle, and he's had surgery 3 different times over it.
Okay.
And now I'm told that there's nothing else that we can do. We're doing quality of life. And I don't take that answer very well. Is there anything else that can be done? You know, they don't even want to take the leg off because they're not sure that it would solve the problem. If it was a human being would not be walking around with a Nerf football stuck in their shoulder.
No, absolutely not.
What do you do about that?
Well, I mean, the first question I have for you is I want to make sure, did this tumor at some point get biopsied and sent out? Or piece of it get sent out? It did, okay. So,
and it's been aspirated about once a year ever since it first appeared.
Okay, because the first thing when I hear about definitely fatty tumors or lipomas, they definitely have a high reoccurrence rate because they're fat cells, and it's impossible to remove all the fat cells. But if I do hear that a lipoma grows back very fast, there is a possibility of a lipoma making a malignant change to a liposarcoma. It's not terribly common, but we do know that less than 1% of these type of tumors can be malignant. So if it's been a long time since that's been revisited, you know, getting a piece of it would certainly be a wise thing to make sure. Now, with all that being said, you've had several procedures done. With some of these fatty tumors, they can be just immense. And if they're in between the planes of tissues, like between the different muscle layers, it is hard to remove that because we know there's going to be microscopic fat cells still in the area that will potentially grow again. So, you know, there may be some steps that can be done. You're kind of getting into more of the theme of things where we'd be looking at radiation therapy. So that may be a possibility. That may be limited by your location and the availability of that kind of, you know, technology in the area, but it is a valid thing with all sorts of different types of cancers in dogs. And especially when we're looking at something that is maybe not so easily resectable, that may be an avenue to look at with that.
That's never even been discussed with me. By the 3 different vets that have looked at it. They're just like, well, there's nothing else that can be done. And one was a board-certified surgeon that it cost me 3 house payments to be unsuccessful in the last surgery a year ago this month. And of course, that was biopsied and stuff, too. And I'm just at my wit's end because he's a really good dog. He's active. He swims in our swimming pool. He runs by himself on a treadmill. But now he's got a limp. and I'm just beside myself, and I don't accept there's nothing that can be done very well. I'm not very good at that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I like the idea that, you know, you did call in a surgeon, a specialist for that, because, you know, that sometimes even us regular veterinarians out in practice, you know, will admit when sometimes, you know, normal traditional surgery doesn't work, we're going to call upon those specialists to do their best to control the disease with aggressive surgery. And if that didn't happen, it sounds like your vets have done a lot already to guide you in the right direction. So the next step would really be consulting with a board certified veterinary oncologist, and that's okay. Something that you can certainly kind of Google that to see what area you're in. A lot of times, if you're near in a state where there's a vet school, you're going to find oodles of specialists there, and they'll definitely have their handful of veterinary oncologists. But most metropolitan areas do have those, and in here in the Las Vegas area, we have at least 2 to 3 at any time. So that might be an avenue to set up that consult, see if something like radiation therapy is a possibility or not.
And then
they might even have some newer things that are out there, sometimes on the cusp of research. Those are the folks that you want to talk to.
We have a teaching hospital, through Oklahoma State. I live in Tulsa, and they're running our animal shelter in our city. You know, they're practicing their spays and neuters and all that kind of stuff on our animal shelter, trying to get down the euthanization rate. You know, they cut that in half, 15,000 to 7,000 a year. And maybe that's something that I could do. Maybe I could call Oklahoma State and ask them, you know, hey, what is there anything that could be done? Can y'all help me? And see, that hasn't never been even discussed with me. I've just been told we've done all we can do. We're sorry.
Yeah. Well, I wish I had more clients like you, because I have people come in with tumors the size of basketballs coming off a dog's sides, and they're like, can you cut it off? And, you know, sometimes even surgery can't remove all of these things. You know, if it's a lipoma, that's good, because, you know, those kind of tumors, we're not necessarily worried that they're going to spread to distant parts of the body. So that certainly is in your favor there. So,
well, I'm going to do that. I really appreciate your time. And I've spent a fortune on him. You know, I'm just a working guy. You know, I think you can hear my truck running down the road. And I've spent $4,000 on him.
Oh, wow.
You know, and that's a lot of money for somebody like me. And I don't finance anything. I don't even finance a roof on my house, you know. I try to save the money and do what I can do when I can do it. So that's a lot of money.
Yeah, you've done a fabulous job with him, and I definitely embrace your passion, because I'm that same kind of person. And if I didn't have opportunities for my dog's cancer here or in my environment, I was prepared to drive out of state. Sometimes you have to take it to that next step and travel. So definitely, I'd encourage you to give them a call at that vet hospital.
Well, and I have the ability to do that on my job. I can take him with me.
You know, good.
I could take him with me and drop him off somewhere and even come back to get him.
Yeah,
because we go to the same places all the time, if that makes sense. I'm going to explore that. I really appreciate your time.
Okay. Well, great. Well, good luck with that. Let me know if anything works out in that avenue.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for your call there, Grant. We appreciate it.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
A California woman who allegedly instructed her 2 daughters to steal a neighbor's dog was arrested on charges of contributing to the delinquency of a minor and grand theft. A witness to the dog napping told police he saw 2 young girls jump out of an SUV and snatch the small dog, while a woman inside the car was shouting at them to hurry up. A week later, the girls, aged 7 and 9, were observed reacting strangely to a sign the dog owners posted offering a reward. They were sent to the principal's office, where they confessed the stealing Guppy, a small Chihuahua Pekingese mix. Their mother, who was released on $20,000 bail, told police she took the dog to protect it from another dog in the neighborhood. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's made possible by Fear-Free Happy Homes, helping your pets live their happiest, healthiest, fullest lives at home, at the vet, and everywhere in between. Visit them at fearfreehappyhomes.com.
Hi, it's Alan Cable with today's dog tip. Last time we talked about picking a smart puppy out by using his attention span. That is, how long can he focus on one thing before becoming distracted? The longer, the better. If you've got your eye on a particular dog or puppy, here's a couple of other tests you can do that go a little bit further than just measuring how long a dog can focus. Usually a puppy under 4 months that can focus on any one thing for longer than 10-15 seconds is pretty smart. Now that you've established that the dog you're interested in can do that, here's a couple of other little tests. Have somebody hold him on a leash, and right in front of his face, take a dog treat and put it under a coffee can or a soup can. A smart dog will know right away that the treat is still there even though he can't see it. Knock the can over with his nose or paw and go at it. Just so you know, we put my uncle through this test. He ate the can. If the dog you want completes the coffee can test successfully, here's another one you can do to take it a step further. Now with your friend holding the dog on a leash, take the treat, show it to the dog, then put your hands behind your back and make two fists so that the treat is now concealed. Now put the two fists back in front and let the puppy or dog pick which hand your treat is in. Now the last part of this test is what separates Beethoven from the idiots that are always trying to catch him in the movie. And I'll just tell you, most likely, if the dog is younger than 4 months, he or she probably won't be able to complete this part of the test. Well, what the heck, give it a whirl anyway. Same thing, hands behind your back, but drop the treat behind you, then bring both of your closed hands in front of you again. Most likely, the dog's going to sniff both of your hands. Then you can open both of them up to reveal the treat is gone. Where'd it go? A real smart dog is going to put it together, or he's going to use his nose to search for the treat. And an extremely intelligent dog is going to want to walk behind you to get the treat that he knows is there. This is Abstract Thought for a Dog and the cast of Jersey Shore. Next time, we'll talk about what a dog needs to be well-adjusted, happy, and secure. And believe it or not, love isn't number one.
If you're between the ages of 55 and 63, disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. The average is about $1,300 a month. It's a benefit you are entitled to from working. Use it to pay your normal living expenses. This free call only takes 10 minutes, and it could provide you the necessary financial relief you need. Plus, our services cost you nothing until you receive your benefit check. Save yourself time and aggravation. We know how to get the job done for you as quickly as possible. So if you are physically or mentally disabled and can't return to work, and you're between the ages of 55 and 63, learn if you qualify for your $1,300 a month check. Make this free call right now to the Social Security Disability Helpline.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Orangutans. They're beautiful, playful, and majestic, and disappearing. Every day, as many as 20 orangutans vanish. They starve to death when their homes are destroyed or are killed when they stray into villages in search of food. International Animal Rescue is fighting for the survival of the critically endangered orangutan. But we can't do it without you. Please visit internationalanimalrescue.org and help us save orangutans before it's too late. That's internationalanimalrescue.org.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. HIMS.com/JOY.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.